Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh my God, are the Ravens about to go on a run from the Baltimore Sun? Let's welcome into the show for the first time on the Window Nation guest hotline. He is Sam Cohn. Sam, good morning. Thanks for joining us here on The Fan.
How you guys doing? Thanks so much for having me.
And I appreciate your time. And, you know, 10 days ago, we're looking at the Ravens at 1-5, not feeling optimistic. Matter of fact, I was asking the question on the show, can the Ravens get to 5-5 by the Jets? Me and Nolan said no. Vinny said yes. I mean, the assumption was that Lamar would be back. Sooner or later, he's back. They won one game. They got the win over the Bears with Tyler Huntley. So now, the season in just 10 days, how has the tone changed within the locker room, out at one winning drive, as all of a sudden, given the mediocrity of the division, the Ravens going from biggest disappointment in the NFL to a team that still may be able to win the division when it's all said and done?
Yeah, it's crazy how quickly things can change, right? I think it was Alohi Gilman said in Miami the other night, like, the NFL is a crazy sport. It's a crazy game. Things can change really quickly, and there's no better example of that than the Ravens. I mean, in 5-6 days, the entire tenor of their season changed from, you know, this season's on the brink, let's start thinking about writing postmortems and obituaries, and let's start thinking about, you know, if the Ravens are going to, what they're going to do at the deadline to maybe start preparing for next year. And 6 days later, they have two wins under their belt. The schedule softens pretty quickly. They have a healthy quarterback. And to your question, I mean, the energy is a lot different. The Ravens were steadfast for the first 6, 7, 8 weeks of, you know, we believe we can do it, but they were a little tense when they said that. Like, there was a clear, it was clear, like, they didn't lose confidence, but they said it almost because they had to. And they said it because they probably felt it, but they still never really showed that they felt it. It was just kind of words at that point. And then 5, 6 days later, I mean, these guys are smiling a lot more in the locker room, and the energy and the excitement seems to be there. I think they're very aware that it's only two games. Like, they won two, but they also just won two. Like, it's, you know, they didn't do the whole thing. They got a long season to go, but they showed themselves more than anything that they can do this. I think there was a lot in the early weeks of the season of knowing, okay, they have the talent, but they just weren't able to do it. And it goes a long way when you can stack two wins and show yourself, re-inject some self-confidence and a reminder of who they are.
Hey, Sam, how surprised were you that Jair Alexander got chipped out Saturday night?
Not surprise is not the word I would use. I think it felt inevitable that the Jair Alexander experiment was not going to last. The messaging around what he was and what he would be changed throughout the season. Obviously, there was missed time in camp. He was ramping up. They had this idea that he was going to be the Jair that they thought he could be. And you saw what happened in Buffalo. He's forced to play against Houston, but when they're healthy, scratching him over and over again, and then when he does suit up but doesn't play a single snap, it becomes pretty clear what they think of him and the fact that they don't feel like he's going to be a serious contributor. Chidobe Awuzie coming back from injury. He's been quietly one of their better defensive backs this season. There's a world where someone gets hurt. You need a warm body out there, but I think it became clear pretty quickly that they didn't see a path for him to play, and it also opens up some money in their cap to potentially make a deal between now and 4 p.m. So I think it was clear that it wasn't going to last, even if guys liked him and he was an energetic personality in the locker room. It became clear that the path to playing just wasn't there, and it seemed they didn't have enough trust in him. The decision to actually move on from him is probably indicative of there being more to come by 4 p.m. tomorrow.
All right, Sam, I want Bradley Chubb before 4 p.m. tomorrow. What do you think the odds on that happening are? Because I thought he played extremely well against the Ravens the other night. Ask Patrick Ricard.
Yeah, I was going to say it was easy for Ravens fans to look at that game on Thursday and say, well, there's two guys right there across the line of scrimmage who put Pancake Pat on his butt. You know, maybe they look good in purple. And obviously one of them comes off the board this morning in Jalen Phillips. I think Bradley Chubb would be a great addition. Obviously, he's had injury concerns. With any player, you're taking a risk. But the asking price for Bradley Chubb and for a lot of guys who could be serious contributors for the Ravens the back half of the season is going to dwindle as it gets closer to 4 p.m. when they don't get moved. So I think a lot of teams are going to start high. And if the Ravens can stay in the mix for someone like him, if they feel confident enough in his injury history, and they feel confident that they can keep him on the field, that he can be a quick contributor, then I think that's certainly one of the top names to look out for. It's just a matter of what is Miami willing to settle for on moving a guy like that, knowing that no matter what, they're going to be sellers. But I'm with you. I think the idea of bringing Bradley Chubb would be great if he can come in and be a game wrecker if he can stay healthy. And I think that people might have forgotten they're also getting Carl Lawson back, presumably this week in Minnesota, who they got 2 weeks ago. They signed 2 weeks ago, and should offer a little bit of help there too.
Well, your opinion of their pass rush thus far? I think Green is showing a pulse. The other two guys, Vannoy and Ajabo. Vannoy's starting to look older, and Ajabo is a magnetic man.
Yes, I'm with you. I don't think I think by now they know what they have in David Ajabo, and it's not much. I don't think there are many people who expected him to be playing at this point as much as he is. That was always going to be a sign that things weren't going well if David Ajabo was playing this much. Kyle Van Noy, going into the season, my take on Kyle Van Noy was if he gives you half or two-thirds of the production that he gave you last year, you're in good shape. He has not really gotten close to that in terms of sack totals. To lose Tavius Robinson, who is not exactly a, you know, 7-plus sack guy, but he was playing well, and he plugs up holes, and he opens up room for other guys. To lose him to injury is tough. It seems Mike Green is starting to turn a corner. I don't think anyone who watched that last play before halftime would feel comfortable crediting Mike Green with his second sack of the season on Tua. Because Tua Tagovailoa was more on the quarterback to come down, but he did get his first sack, and it looks like Mike Green is really turning a corner. But like you said, I mean, they need to address this in some capacity if they're going to make a real run. Because although the schedule softens, there's a real path to the AFC North in a crummy AFC North to win the division for a third straight year. There's a path to making the playoffs. You don't beat the Bills. You don't beat the Chiefs. You don't win in January. If you can't win at the line of scrimmage. So they need to shore this up in some way or another.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Sam Cohn, Baltimore Sun, Vinny at Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Sam, last thing for you. Minnesota coming up there. Ravens, 3.5-point favorites. Minnesota did get to Jared Goff 5 times yesterday in that win. Concern level with the Ravens O-line against this Vikings defense is what ahead of Sunday's kickoff?
I think, as you get further in the week, I'll sort of dig into this a little bit more. But looking ahead, I think I'm probably going to pick the Ravens. I think they have enough. They can get creative enough, and their offense has shown enough with, obviously, after Lamar Jackson got over some rust, that like they can do enough to mask up that issue. Surely the Vikings will get to Lamar, as we saw the Dolphins did, and just about every team has against the Ravens this year. But they have enough creativity out of the backfield, and Todd Munkin has the ability to do enough to move the ball around that it'll make it a little bit tougher and kind of mask up that issue in a not dissimilar way that Kyle Hamilton playing closer to the line of scrimmage can mask up a few of the issues or be a Band-Aid on a struggling pass rush.
Sam Cohn, Baltimore Sun. Sam, appreciate the time. Thanks for joining us for the first time. Hopefully we'll talk to you many more times over the next few weeks here.
Hope so. Thank you guys so much.
Thanks.
You hey, Nolan, you telling me you don't get paid for these?
He's aware.
Okay, that's good. Keep coming back.
I mean, we just had a nice interview there. We no need to bring the mood down.
Yeah.
No need to start talking about the thing that everyone worries about.
We'll come back, whip around what happened in the World Sports Over weekend a lot. And then Rich Dubroff from BaltimoreBaseball.com. We'll talk about the Orioles introducing their new manager tomorrow. Changes already on the coaching staff and how they're going to get this roster situated as the World Series is over. That means free agency starts in just a matter of days. Speaking of the World Series, maybe the greatest ball classic of them all. Well, it's the most recent one, but it was pretty awesome.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.